one day.
Good morning. Welcome to the Because He Lives radio broadcast, brought to you by Federal Motor Spirits and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. I am Reverend Kelly Brown, and it's my privilege to share with you this morning. It is also my humble honor to be the chaplain for this year's Nazarene Youth Camp, which begins today, Sunday, August 24th, until Saturday, August 30th, at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp, Jezreel St. Philip. Please keep the campers and staff in your prayers during the week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as your word is shared this morning, I pray that our ears will be attentive to hear and our hearts willing to obey. Holy Spirit, do the work that only you can do as God's word is shared. In Jesus' name, amen. This year's camp theme, Christ-like, is a call for campers and by extension everyone to become like Christ. But who becomes like Christ? His disciples. How did Jesus' disciples become like him? They followed him and learned from him. If our youth, our young believers in the faith, are to become like Christ, they need some rabbis, some teachers to follow and imitate. Hence, my topic for today is disciples need rabbis. In their simplest terms, a disciple is a learner or follower. A rabbi is a teacher. Disciples do not disciple themselves. A disciple, as a learner, needs a teacher to help them to learn. A disciple is a follower of another, of a rabbi, to learn from them and become like them. In ancient Israel, the roads were not paved, so they were very dusty. As persons walked on the dusty roads, their feet would lift the dust from the road into the air. Now, based on this, there was this saying in ancient Israel, "May you," meaning the disciple, "be covered in the dust of your rabbi." This illustration is mostly used, and rightly so, to suggest and emphasize that disciples should be so close to their rabbi or teachers that the very dust which came from his feet would cover them, implying by extension that this closeness made a disciple become like the rabbi. So the focus is on the disciples following. This morning, however, as we consider this illustration, I want us to shift our focus from the disciple at the back following and being covered in the dust to the rabbis at the front who are leading them and creating the dust to cover them. Because if there's no rabbi, there's no dust created to cover them, no discipling, no imitating. No rabbi's teaching or spiritual guidance may have various results, but I will mention two briefly. First, no rabbis for the disciple means they will not grow in Christ as they should. When Jesus gives the Great Commission in Matthew 28, he gave three stipulations which are to be met in relation to disciple making. He said, make them, baptize them, teach them. No rabbi means disciples only experience two of those three stipulated requirements given by Jesus. They get the making and the baptizing, but no rabbi means that they're not getting the teaching or discipling aspect. Secondly, no rabbi means that the disciples may see dust from someone else and follow that person as their rabbi, even though that person does not hold to the doctrines the disciple needs to learn and live. Now, our Lord Jesus did not allow these two outcomes or any other outcomes to be the case for his disciples. He called them to follow him, and immediately it was his dust which covered them as they walked with him daily. As good disciples, we should imitate Jesus and do likewise. Don't delay. Immediately call disciples to becoming like Christ through teaching and discipleship. But who are between the rabbis and the teachers? All disciples of Christ are called to be. Being a rabbi or a disciple, a teacher, is not a pastor thing, though I will quickly interject that it should start with and be modeled by the leaders, not only in their personal lives and ministry, but also in the direction, the way of life and atmosphere of their church should be one of discipleship. In the Jewish culture, the aim of a true disciple was to become like their rabbi, which meant they became disciples or teachers of disciples also. So if we claim to bear the name of Christ, we are expected to teach others by word and lifestyle how to be Christ-like. We are expected to be rabbis. You do not have to call yourself a rabbi. and you may not be an official teacher, but Christ's likeness must be seen in you as an example for other disciples to follow and as a witness to the lost to make more disciples. Now, I had the privilege of having a rabbi, in quotation marks, a teacher, a follower of Christ, when I first became a disciple of Christ, who was instrumental in my spiritual growth. And I did not turn out half bad. But if I am not a good enough example, just look at the lives of the Rabbi Jesus' disciples, who he discipled for 3.5 years. Now, time will not permit me to do so, but a reading of the book of Acts will show you how they turned out. The rabbi who discipled me was not a pastor. They were what we would call a layman. Disciples need rabbis or teachers, and all Christ's disciples are called to make disciples. And what are we as rabbis or teachers called to do? 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, "Follow or imitate my example as I follow, imitate the example of Christ." As rabbis and teachers of other disciples, our teaching and living should point them to the best and most superior rabbi, Jesus. Even John the Baptist pointed his disciples to Christ, and they began to follow Jesus as their rabbi and teacher. Rabbis, teachers are to live out the character and heart of Christ for other disciples to see. In ancient Israel, the disciple imitated whatever the rabbi did. That's how they learned what was required of them as a good Jew. In the absence of the Gospels, which share the life of Jesus, Paul tells the disciples at Corinth, as he discusses Christian freedom, "You can imitate me. You can do as I do because I am imitating Christ." Now, we have the Gospels and more to tell us about Christ. However, in the absence of the greatest discipler and rabbi Jesus Christ to physically lead disciples today as Jesus did then, we should join Paul and say, "Live as I live, because I am living as Christ lived." In making this offer to others to follow or imitate us as Christ's example, we do not claim, as Paul did not, that we are perfect. Neither is it about being spiritually arrogant or puffed up. Fellow or future rabbis or teachers, it's about being perfect in our intentions to live in obedience to God's will, as Jesus did, even if we fail at times. It's about copying our constant posture of keeping our hearts and minds bowing in humble submission to Christ, keeping him at the center of our lives, not just in a song, but in living submission, not just in church attendance, but in Christ-like attitude. It's not about mimicking our personality, but mimicking the personality and character of the Rabbi Jesus. Now, although Christ's likeness cannot be boiled down to one thing, for the purpose of this broadcast, permit me to do just that. To be Christ-like is to live as Jesus did and have as one sole purpose, living in submitted obedience to fulfilling God's will for your life through service. Evidence of this attribute of what Christ is like is seen when Mary and Joseph unknowingly left Jesus in Jerusalem after the Passover festival. After 3 anxious days, when they finally found him in the temple, Jesus, at just 12 years old, said to them in Luke 2:49, "Didn't you know I had to be about my Father's business?" That's the character of Christ, obedience to God. When the disciples tried to get Jesus to eat after his encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well, he tells them in John 4:34, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it." This is the life we are called to live as disciples of Christ for other disciples to follow or imitate. Life surrendered to completing the good works of service which God prepared for us, as stated in Ephesians 2:10. This is the example our youth and other believers need to see in us and be able to imitate. However, just as it's difficult for a person to catch a cold from me if I do not have the cold virus in me, we cannot make Christ-like disciples without first ourselves being Christ-like. Paul's first rabbi was Gamaliel, who was regarded as one of the best rabbis. And Paul would have imitated him well, according to Jewish tradition, I'm sure. However, Paul met the resurrected Christ on the road to Damascus And Jesus became his rabbi and teacher for life after that. That's why Paul could say to imitate him as he imitates Christ, because Paul took the example of his rabbi Jesus seriously. When something is done for you like discipleship and it impacts your life positively and shapes who you are, you personally experience the benefits and you want to do the same for others in return. John had disciples, Paul discipled many, including Timothy and Titus, and in turn, they discipled others. If we don't see it, the Jews saw the rabbi-disciple relationship as key to continuing the Jewish faith. So for them, it was a must. It was intentional. Can we say the same? Are we as intentional as we should be in ensuring that our Christian faith and Christianity continues beyond us and through us? That Christian continuity and the numerical growth we so long for are sitting in our pews Sunday after Sunday, or online, or during our Bible studies. We need to use the model Jesus gave for making other disciples. Rabbis teaching other disciples. That's the formula for continuity, for spiritual and numerical growth. Disciple our current human resources, our current disciples, specifically to do what Christ called them to do. Be rabbis and make disciples beyond conversion and baptism. If the focus for our current disciples is just to get them to attend church and pay tithes and offerings, then that is what we will get. Church attending, tithes and offering, paying disciples of the church. And that is not even the case in some instances. However, if we want what Jesus wants, which is Christ-like disciples, then we need to consistently implement requirement 3 of the Great Commission and teach converted, baptized disciples to be Christ-like rabbis. We must transition Christian converts to Christ-like disciples to rabbis of other disciples. Why? Disciples need rabbis. They need teachers. They need more mature disciples to imitate. And the writer of the Hebrews understood this. And he said this by way of warning and rebuke in chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. He says, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food." Fellow disciples of Christ, some of you know that by now you should be a rabbi, a teacher for other believers, Sunday school teachers, leading Bible studies or small groups, being spiritual mentors. You know that's where you should be. Please consider the fact that your lack of spiritual progression, maturity, and Christ-likeness is causing a rabbi shortage in our churches. We have disciples who need rabbis, who need you. So follow the advice given in Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, and I insert, since we need rabbis, let us move on beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity. The church is starving for disciples who have moved beyond the milk or elementary teaching and mature to the solid food of God's word and his will, and can lead other disciples to do the same. The church is starving for persons who are willing to take on, if not the title of rabbi, at least the nature of the rabbi. When Paul said follow or imitate me, he was saying become a willing bondservant of Christ as I am, because Christ himself was a humble, submissive servant of God. This is what needs to be modeled for our youth and disciples in general. Lives lived in surrendered service to Christ. Remember, the disciple becomes like the rabbi or the teacher. Disciples need rabbis who are showing them how to live as Jesus, the superior rabbi, lived. However, for this to occur successfully, note the following. The rabbi-disciple relationship calls for additional time outside of church time. When Jesus called his disciples, he did not tell them, "Go home and meet me in the synagogue every Sabbath." In John 1:36, when John the Baptist's disciples switched rabbis and followed Jesus, they asked Jesus where he was staying. Now, why did they ask this? Because they were not planning to go back home. They were planning to go wherever Jesus was staying. Now, if Jesus did not disciple his disciples with a once a week encounter, how can we, if we are following his example? Jesus' disciples lived with him. In Jewish culture, the disciple did not just attend lectures of the rabbi, but lived alongside the rabbi to imitate his entire way of life. Being in that constant contact with the rabbi is very important. You see, it's not just about hearing the rabbi teach or lecture, but it's about seeing the rabbi's lifestyle. Jesus allowed the disciples through that constant contact to see Christ's likeness in action as he demonstrated compassion to a woman who lost her son, extended kind words to a bleeding woman who touched him in faith and was healed. They saw him look up and see a dishonest short tax collector in a tree and invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. They saw him speak a storm into a state of calm. They saw him exercise his authority over demons and so much more. All of this the disciples saw from a front row seat because they were always with him. You see, there are some things you can't teach disciples in the synagogue. There's some things you can't teach in the church or Sunday school. Join a 1 or 2 hour session. Now, I'm not telling you to let people move into your house. The Spirit would have to do that. But what I am saying is that our time is required outside of church time to be rabbis and teachers. Disciples may not move in with you, but they can come by you. They may not come by you, but they can go out with you. So that constant contact is necessary. Another reason why disciples need rabbis is that the rabbi-disciple relationship is vital for continuing Jesus' work. For Jews, the training of disciples is one of the most important responsibilities for preserving Judaism and the Jews. Discipleship creates a chain link and succession, which ensures all future generations will be influenced by the Torah, which God gave Israel in Mount Sinai. We Christians, we disciples of Christ, must also see the importance of preserving what Christ started and the first century disciples continued. We are to preserve true biblical Christianity through the reproduction of Christ-like disciples. Christ-likeness is not to be an arbitrary word that we propose to the youth or spiritual babes. It is not a nice or appropriate Christian goal which we show by simply saying, look at Jesus' life through the pages of the scripture. Jesus expects that Christ-likeness, discipleship will be seen, demonstrated, modeled through his disciples through us. That's why he set that example for them and for us by spending that 3.5 years with them. He lived out prayer, obedience, spiritual focus, holy anger, how to deal with hypocrites, the less fortunate, how to show compassion, forgiveness, etc. Saints, fellow disciples of Christ, Christ-likeness or making disciples is not a lesson in theory or Bible study only. It is a practical living example of our lives before others. We need more of John the Baptist, a man who did not call himself a forerunner of Christ, but actually went before Christ, had his own disciples, and directed them to Christ. We need more Paul's, a man who did not simply call himself a bond servant of Christ, but who was a true slave to righteousness, to his master Jesus. Disciples need rabbis, teachers, mature disciples, who will model the Christ of the scriptures by living a life committed to completing God's will for their life. That's what we need to pass on to disciples to make them Christ-like. For if a disciple is committed to doing God's will, they will live a life of obedience to him in all things. And Paul lived this commitment to serving God when he says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. This commitment from Paul is also seen in Acts 20:24. In his farewell speech to the Ephesian elders, he says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me. Just like Jesus, Paul's aim was to finish God's work, true Christ-likeness. Fellow disciples of Christ, is Paul's aim to complete God's will for his life your aim as well? More importantly, is this what is seen a model for other disciples to follow and imitate? The Jewish rabbis understood the continuity of the Jewish religion hinged on them producing other rabbis. When the Jewish disciple left their rabbi, they knew who they were, where they came from, and what was expected of them, to become a rabbi just like their rabbi. And that is what we should disciple others to do, to become like the rabbi Jesus Christ. Are we teaching our rabbis to be just like Rabbi Jesus through teaching and Christ-like living? You see, to make Christ-like disciples in the nations cannot just be a mission stated. It must also be a mission executed, a mission lived, a mission demonstrated. Christ-like disciples are not made through evangelism alone. Disciples are made through evangelism, but Christ-like disciples are made through discipleship, as disciples are taught and shown how to live as Christ did, to fully accomplish God's will in their lives. Disciples need rabbis. Are you available? Are you willing? As I conclude, are you still an immature Christian when you should be a rabbi or teacher by this time, according to the writers of the Hebrews? We have some disciples that need rabbis. Some will be returning to you from camp shortly. And for the non-Nazarenes, some are already there and others will come. Jesus calls us to make Christ-like disciples. Who are you teaching? Who is learning from and imitating you? Who are you, or will you cover with your rabbi dust? If you are not already, I urge you to join in this effort and be a part of the continuity of Christianity and the work of Christ here on earth, which he left for us to do. When the campers return, give them some of your dust. The disciples who are already in your congregations, give them your dust as you imitate Christ. Do not continue to let them follow the dust of others who are leading them away from Christ. Jesus has given us the next generation of disciples for another 100 years. Do not stop at making them. Do not stop at baptizing them, but continue the process and disciple them to be Christ-like disciples. Disciples need rabbis and teachers. Today, say yes to that role as a rabbi as commanded by Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for sending the perfect rabbi, Jesus Christ, to show us how to live and how to be Christ-like for others. Almighty God, thank you for those who will be obedient to your word which they heard today. And as Jesus did, make whatever sacrifices are necessary to become like and model Christ. Thank you for those who are already walking as rabbis in Christ-likeness. Help them not to grow weary in serving you. Sovereign Lord, empower them to remain faithful to willingly serving you, as this is a model for future rabbis. Holy Spirit, we need your filling. We need your wisdom. We need your strength. Empower us to live Christ-like for our youth and all your disciples through surrender to serving you fully and faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While passing through this world of sin and others your life shall view, be clean and pure without within. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Thank you.
your lies a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Say, does it point them to the skies? Do others see Jesus?
Jesus in you.